My name's Anthony, and I saw the KPFK booth out here, and I came over to say that I support you guys and I listen to you guys all the time.
This is Sean Lee, and you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and worldwide at kpfk.org.
Cue the conga playing penguins.
Live at you.
For real.
Oh, yeah.
The program's about to begin.
Oh yeah, it's the Post Show Power, KPFK 90.7 FM on a Friday at 3 o'clock. It is sunny, it is beautiful, and we are on the air.
Is it Friday again? All right, it feels like nothing's happened since last week until today. And we are here with another fun drive. And I don't even pronounce the D anymore because our fun drive shows are so fun. And we've got another one coming up today.
That's right, man. We're going to be out here. And you know what we're going to be doing?
What?
We're going to be asking for cash.
Ooh, it's about time.
That's right.
Well, actually, we want to thank all our supporters from last week that donated to the Pocho Hour Power to KPFK and got great premium thank you gifts, whatever they call them. And I call them love taps.
It was love gifts.
That's a love language.
Yes. That's our love language is cash.
Cash. That's our love language. And we even picked up a member here and there. How much is that membership? Is it 25, 35? I don't know. It's a deal. It's
yes.
So low, the number doesn't even fit in my head.
That's right. It's Jackson.
It's Jackson, maybe Jackson and a half.
Plus five. Jackson five. Come on now.
Oh, those are the ABCs of how you pitch.
And 1, 2, 3s.
I'm Lalo Alcaraz, by the way, and this is the moment where I pitch myself real quick. I'm the creator of La Cucaracha, the comic strip, running now. Going to be 24 years this year.
Wow, it's next 24
year,
years old.
Next year, 25. And it's older than one of my kids, I think. But I'm also the art director for the Contra Ice music album that's coming out called Contra Ice Volume 1, featuring Tom Morello, Beastie Boys, and Mucho Mucho Más. Las Choriceras of Mark Torres fame, KPFK.
Oh, wow, Mark.
Henry Rollins. I mean, you name it. We got David J. We got all kinds of stuff. It's coming out October 2nd. But more about that way later. Not today, but also tomorrow night in Pomona at Galleria Yasmin. It's Art Ballish Ice. It's my art show I curated, and I got a few pieces in it. I got the most pieces because I curated it.
I was going to say.
I loved my own pieces. What can I say? I said, approve those three pieces.
As you should.
And I don't care who made them. But we have about 40 other artists that are going to be in the show. And it's going to be amazing. Galleria Yasmin during the Pomona Art Walk tomorrow, Saturday, 6 to 8 to 10 p.m. It's going to be a blowout. Come on down. It's going to be really fun, and lots of artists are coming, including Miguel Gonzalez from Casa Grandes, Miguel Puga possibly from Casa Grandes.
Okay.
We've got Germs, the artist. We've got artists that are not going to be there, like Stan Kelly, the editorial cartoonist for The Onion.
Oh.
Yeah. He's that crazy cartoonist for The Onion. And so lots of our favorites from Instagram. So I had to do that plug.
And where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at Galleria Yasmin on 2nd Street in Pomona. Just Google Galleria Yasmin or go on my socials. And that's enough about me, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to be at?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to be at the Comedy Store Monday.
All right.
I usually go on about 11, 11:30.
All right.
Then, of course, I'll be at the Chateau on Friday, tonight and tomorrow. If you say my name, you get in free. But I'll tell you what, the love at the Comedy Store has been great.
That's so amazing.
Argus has been great. Argus has been there since it opened. And he just gives me love. And just comedians that I didn't even know were, you know, watching my stuff, giving love. So it kind of, you know, as artists, we kind of have low self-esteem, right? Like we play under
Who
we think
sure.
we are, right?
For sure.
And then some people start coming to you and you're going, are you sure that's me you're talking about? Ain't that other Jeff Keller? You know, the other guy.
Why are you inviting me to this thing? What are you trying to get?
Come on. What do you want? So it's been great, man. So yeah, so that's where I'll be. And on the 20th, I'm shooting a 30-minute special.
Yes.
On the 20th and 23rd at a theater that I will give out later in the future. But shooting 2.5 hours.
Fantastic.
Comedy special. So, yeah.
That's great, Jeff. I'm so happy you're having a second peak here.
Whew. It's rough out there in the streets.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to have any peaks.
Well, like Argus told me one day, he said it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
That's right.
I just didn't know the marathon was going to be this long.
Yeah, it's like 10 marathons. But man, well, you know, speaking of marathons, that's what we do every week here on the Pocho Hour of Power. We talk until our ears drip, you know, until our tongues are dry and until your wallets are empty, especially only during Fun Drive. And we know everything's a little tight out there, but imagine how tight it is for a nonprofit institution that goes against the government, that goes against the fascist wave in this country. And that would be KPFK and Pacifica and all the fine folks that are on here on your dial. People tell me, I listen to your station, my station. I wish it was my station.
Right.
It's kind of our station.
Yes.
I listen to your station 24/7. I'm like, get some sleep. But that'll make you bonkers.
24/7?
I do have friends that listen to at least all the day programming, maybe the evening. And it's great to provide that service. There's nothing else like it in L.A.
No.
All the public radio stations, love them, been on them many times. They're a little gentrified, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And they're not like KPFK. KPFK is the real deal as far as getting unadulterated politics, thought, culture that you don't hear in the mainstream. They even let us have a show on here.
Come on now.
And we're on the 20-ish year, 20-plus year plan here as well. So
we're also on the list. On the list.
We're on some damn list, I think. But we've got great thank you gifts. And oh, I forgot to share my Facebook post about listening to the show. So I hope now everyone's listening. We've got lots of premiums today, and we're going to have mostly us yapping, begging, you know, for cash. But we've got great thank you gifts, premiums. I always get locked up on that.
Yes, because it changes.
It changes every 5 minutes.
It changes.
Yeah.
The beauty of our station is, though, we're not held by corporate sponsors. You know, you turn on CNN, you know what you're going to get. You get Fox, you know what you're going to get. MSNBC, you know what you get, right? ABC local news, you know what you're going to get, because they are being ran by sponsors and corporates and telling them what they can and what they cannot say. Not us. We can say whatever we want, dang it.
Within limits.
Yeah, that's true.
Ding, dang it.
Not like Mr. Valdez a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned that during the panel, and he just... I said, Luis Valdez was on our radio show, and we had to drop his audio for I'm senile. What's the term? The Oz that you did. You had to dump him three times because of the language, the spicy language coming out.
He was a little spicy.
He was a little spicy, and it was. He just looked at me like, huh?
Hey, this is how I talk at home. Wait, what's the problem?
So, but we've got great gifts, and you know, I think that I did not mention enough that later on in the show, you guys have to hold on.
Uh-oh.
Because we've got a great special guest today. It's the amazing comedian and musician. What, this guy's like the Mookie Betts of comedy. He does everything. Wayne Brady is going to be on live with us today.
I thought you was messing around when you said that.
I'm Wayne Brady. Well, I don't think we can ask him.
Does a Brady got to go ahead and slap her? Oh, he'd be mad if I did the Mooney line.
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference between Wayne Brady and what does Paul say? Wayne Brady is the I can't think of the guy's name.
Oh, man. Well, it's in his writer. He says, do not ask about that. So I must say that support for the Pocho Hour of Power comes in part from Blue Note Los Angeles, presenting Wayne Brady and Friends.
Oh, that's right, at the Blue Note.
Saturday and Sunday, August 15th, next Saturday and Sunday, August 15th and 16th, with performances at 7 and 9:30 p.m. For further information, visit bluenotejazz.com/LA. And we've got tickets.
What?
We've got tickets for Wayne Brady at the Blue Note. $80, that's it for a pair of tickets. Come on. Which music shows do you go to that are not $80 and above? Just one ticket, right? If you come earlier, you can sit yourself right in front of the stage because it's apparently it's first come, first serve at the Blue Note. $80, get at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK.
That's right. He'll be at the...
yeah. There's some good jokes out there. We can't read them all.
No.
And
he said that's why he did the Chappelle show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because of that. Because Paul said that.
Oh, really? That's funny.
And Chappelle called him and apologized. Said, can you do the show? And he said, well, if I can do this skit, does Wayne Brady have to say... And that's how it came about.
We can ask him about all this stuff a little later.
Yes.
I think it's time to strike up the band because we've got our number one guest.
We got our guest?
Our weekly guest every week.
Shut up. No, we don't.
We do. We talk a lot.
Pocho correspondent from Washington, D.C. Hail to Patricia, she comes to spread the cheese. She comes with all the gossip, she's here to spill the tea.
Yeah!
Hello! Woo. Hey folks, how's it going? You know, I'm actually in Michigan.
Whoa.
Right in the visiting the nephews before they start school, and I got right into the middle of one of the biggest primaries this season.
Yeah, you did. Wow. Because
Washington is pretty dead right now, except for the Senate is leaving after voting in. They're probably gonna give Blanche, the attorney general, officially. So that's the big news coming out of Washington. But
I thought it was like on and off and on and off.
After Senator Kennedy, and not Ted Kennedy, who is resting in peace, but Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, Republican, said, I have some issues with him, but I'm going to go ahead and vote for him. That was it. They were waiting for him.
Oh.
And then Susan Collins from Maine said she wasn't going to vote for him, but they didn't need her vote anyway.
She does every time, right?
I have reservations about this person, but I'm going to go ahead and vote for them. And this time around, they didn't need her vote. And you know that she's running for re-election in a very contentious race. And so she said, I've decided not to vote for him. But of course, that means that they didn't need her vote anyway. So It was time for me to escape for a few days and come to where the action is, which is the Senate hearing, or actually the Senate primary here in Washington, D.C. And I was on the flight coming here from Washington with the person who's going to be now the senior senator of Michigan, Elisa Slotkin, who was on her way to what they're calling a unity breakfast in Detroit to get the party, this guy, who NBC called some guy, and because they wanted to make him not as, you know, strange as everybody else. And his name is Dr. Abdul El Sayed, Muslim. So you can imagine the trolls and the bottom feeders and the everyday racists came after him. In a really ridiculous way, and the Republicans already, because he ran a campaign of trying to get people together, a unity campaign, and his opponent is a moderate Democrat who says that she's going to back him, but it was by less than 2%, about 1.5% where he won, and as you can imagine, the Republicans are up in arms about it. He's going to be running against Republican Mike Rogers, who is a Trumpie. There's no other way to put it. There's even talk of him having his primary residence in Florida, and he lives out of a garage here in Michigan. It is nasty, nasty, nasty. But this guy, Abdul El Sayed, was the valedictorian of his class at the University of Michigan in the same year that Bill Clinton was the commencement speaker. And Bill Clinton said to him, "You know what? You have a future in politics. You should think about that." And he kind of laughed it off and said, "No, I'm going to pursue medicine." And he actually was the health director for Wayne County, which is the largest county in Michigan and where Detroit is. And he said the other day, "You know, now that I think about it, it looks like President Clinton was right. And so I'm going to have to get in touch with him and talk to him about it." But, you know, this is a guy who is extremely qualified.
He's like, you know, I'm sorry, he's like a buff Mandani.
Yeah, right? Pretty much. Well, you know, he played hockey, lacrosse,
oh my God,
wrestling, right, and football in high school.
He's stocky and buff and
a great
communicator.
And of course, the funny, you know, all the social media, you know, balancing out the nastiness with some real funny memes on social media.
Yeah.
There's a group of women saying, "Oh, okay, I know. Well, he's married, but does he have a brother? Does anybody know who his brother is?" And guess what his brother's name is? Osama. Oh, you can just imagine the nastiness. But this guy was born and bred here in Michigan. He's not, you know, his parents are from Egypt, or his grandparents, rather, are from Egypt. I think there's like 6 or 7 PhDs among all of them.
Don't you hate those underachieving immigrants?
I know. Well, you know, as a member of a minority community, you have to be 100 times better than the average white guy out there. So it's going to be a really interesting couple of months, because already the Rogers campaign and the Republicans have attacked him. Not about his policies, because he's very progressive. He's not one of the Democratic socialists. He calls himself a progressive, that he wants healthcare costs to go down. His opponent overspent him by like 10 to 1. He didn't take any PAC money at all. So he's part of those group of candidates that have gotten the interest of a lot of people who were tired of the same old in Washington. And he's actually, you know, he's very articulate, you know,
super
he's certainly,
articulate.
You know, and you yeah, have,
but these, I'm sorry, but you know what they call it when you get your opponent to spend, $30 million, and they lose? Communism.
Yeah, exactly. And you know that it's actually 70 million. It
70
was
million.
70 million.
Double communist.
It was 30 million from AIPAC.
Oh yeah.
He could have gave me 20 million and still had the same results.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, how come? Yeah, no, we could have run against him. You know, yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to get some of that PAC money and also lose because, man, the PAC money out there is just unbelievable. So he did what President Obama did when he first ran. He went and got a lot of contributions from a ton of people, small contributions, and that's what did it. And he went all over the place.
Yes,
and
there's it just proves, you know, it's the billionaires want it to be $1, one vote. And
yes.
It's not like that, people.
See, the thing that makes me, how come Democrats don't do this? How come every time a Republican says, well, you know, your party's being hijacked by Democrats, socialists, party, nobody goes, well, you've been hijacked by MAGA.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the
nobody
thing,
ever says that.
And here's the thing, too. When they start screaming about socialism, all of those people have taxpayer-funded pensions, okay?
Yeah.
You know? And they have free health care at Walter Reed and all this other stuff. You know, free mail and a stipend for their offices. I mean, if that's not socialism, what is it? You know, all of these people that complain about these things have no idea what they're talking about. So now they're saying, well, he's a communist. You know, make up your mind what you're going to be doing. And you have somebody like J.D. Vance, the president's, you know, pit bull, going out there and saying really disgusting things about him and some of the other folks. And you know, I saw a really interesting social meme of people saying, you know, Nikki Haley didn't run under her real name. Neither did Bobby Jindal. Neither did Ted Cruz. But all of these Muslims did. And all of a sudden, there's something wrong with that. You know, and nobody has said anything about Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Yeah.
When he ran as a Republican in Pennsylvania, he's Muslim. He's also a dual citizen of Turkey, and he was in the Turkish army. Nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about how when he took over the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid under HHS, where he is right now. There's no Sharia law at HHS. You know, all of the stuff that they're saying that Abdul El Sayed and Mandami and Ilhan Omar and Congresswoman Tlaib, all of these people that happen to be with names that are not familiar with a religion that people are not too familiar with, they think that, oh, because a couple of extremists did horrible things, that means that the entire religion is like that, which is complete and utter nonsense. You know, we never talk about the white supremacists that go and blow up abortion clinics or an In-N-Out fast food restaurant or any of that kind of stuff that happened last week in Idaho. Yeah. That it was a Trump supporter that did that. So, you know, the fact that you have a significant amount of people in the state of Michigan, including in rural areas, not just in the major cities, voting for this guy should tell you a lot about what people are so fed up about and what they want a change in November, that these what the New York Times calls insurgent candidates are going to flip a lot of seats if the Democratic Party coalesces around them. And I think that the Democrats in Michigan and in New York and some other places are looking at this and saying, yeah, this is the way that we're going to have to win in November instead of fighting amongst ourselves and stop all of this nonsense of attacking people for only for their religion and looking at somebody as qualified as El Sayed when you have somebody who's a senator saying, oh, well, the January 6th people were just enthusiastic tourists and all the other nonsense that a lot of those people say that no one ever calls them out on. So I think that this is a pretty significant race that's going to tell us what's going to happen in November if the Democrats want to flip those seats so that they can take at least one of the houses, whether it's the Senate or the House, away from the Republican hands and stop a lot of the nonsense that's going on in the White House, including, you know, more money for the reflecting pool that didn't need to get fixed, stopping the construction of the ballroom, many, many things. Just the other day, President Trump had put some gold-plated paint on some of the statues in Washington, and it cost like $5 or $6 million per statue to do that. For no reason. There's no reason that you're going to look at a bronze statue in Washington, D.C. and put some gold paint on it. What for?
You know, it looks disgusting. You know?
He likes the MGM. He likes the same color of his skin, so that's what it really is.
You know, so you know, and so in all seriousness, a lot of people are looking at that and saying, you know, the gasoline is still really high, groceries are high, healthcare is really high. A lot of people are having to drop healthcare because they can't afford the premiums, and they're saying, you know, we need to stop. We need to stop this, and we need to get people in there that are gonna. Help the not themselves, but help the community. And right now you have an administration that, when you look at everything that happens, apparently it just does not give a damn about the average person out there.
No, they only want to spend money to kill people, not to help people.
That's right.
And that's the thing about
you know, speaking about what's going on in Iran. You know, that was supposed to end a long time ago, which it shouldn't have
been. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
In the first place. And you have right now 20 members of the armed services who have lost their lives, including several of them who were immigrants, the same people that the administration is trying to kick out of here. They served their country and got killed for it. And we're not even counting the people that have been injured, you know.
Because they're not putting out real numbers.
That's the
problem. We don't really know how many have.
Yeah, the Pentagon, and we talked about this in another time that I was on the air, they took out some of the folks from the list of casualties because they didn't want too many people listed on the same day. And it was only the BBC and the Guardian newspaper in England that came out with a story saying, you know, how come these people are not on the list? And then they said, oh, well, it was an error. You know,
my bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Exactly.
Whoopsie.
Exactly. And then last week they came out with a map of Africa that changed where South Africa was, where Nigeria was, you know, where Kenya is. And then they listed a fact sheet that included the Kingdom of Wakanda in the State Department.
They got to be trolling. They got to be trolling. That's some trolling.
I'm not kidding. This is, you know, this is a real fact sheet that the State Department came out listing Wakanda, the Kingdom of Wakanda, as a real country and a trade partner of the United States.
This is an outrage. I think we should call Ambassador Tarzan. Ambassador Tarzan. This is ridiculous.
I think the people of Wakanda will be upset.
Well, Patricia, we need to wrap up.
We need to call Eddie Murphy and see what he thinks about this.
We need to wrap it up, but we want you to let the people know how important it is to call in 818-985-5735 and support the Pocho Hour of Power.
Yeah, folks, you know that you're not going to get this kind of information anywhere else. And we with a little bit of a sense of humor, a little bit of outrage, a little bit of everything. And this is why it's important for you to open up your wallets, give what you can. The more, the merrier. But, you know, we're here because we want to be here. We're not getting paid by anybody. Nope. We're not receiving any kind of corporate money. We're here depending on you. And that's why we want to help Gary get some new microphones too, and maybe a folding chair, you know, so he doesn't have to sit on the floor, you know. But all kidding aside, open up your wallets, help us help you so that we can continue to stay on the air.
That's right. Thank you, Patricia Guadalupe, for joining us on the Pocho Hour of Power, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. We'll talk real soon, folks. But remember, open up your wallets, folks.
That's right.
King T'Challa of Wakanda would want you to give big dollars to KPFK.
Hey, I think King T'Challa pledged $15.
Yes.
Or Anonymous from Oxnard. I'm sorry, I got mixed up.
I thought Wakanda.
Challenges others to pony up for KPFK and Spark One, too. But I don't know what that means.
Spark?
Well, the prince from Nigeria that's talking about your car insurance, maybe you might want to check with him.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Patricia, thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
All righty.
All right. Let's keep talking about how people need to support the Pocho Hour Power and KPFK, 818-955-7735. We've got so many great things.
What we got, man? What we got?
Here's the thing that I did not read at the top of the hour, but I'm reading it now. Support for the Pocho Hour Power comes in part from Flappers Comedy Club.
Flappers?
That's your people, right?
Presenting that sure is. The Burbank.
Burbank Comedy Festival, August 15th through the 22nd. For further information, visit flapperscomedy.com. And I already told you about the great Wayne Brady at the Blue Note and their support for the Pocho Hour Power. Tickets are $80 to see Wayne Brady August 15th and 16th. That's Saturday and Sunday with performances at 7 and 9:30 p.m. Please call in 818-955-7735 to see support Pocho Hour Power and get to see Wayne Brady in an evening of music, comedy, and improvisation. That is a this guy does everything.
He does it all.
He's going to do cooking lessons next.
Come on, let's make a deal. Come on, he does it all.
Oh, my gosh. You could park at the Cinerama Dome, too. That's awesome.
No, that's
is that where the Blue Note's at?
It's right over there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love live music. 818-955-7735, 818-955-KPFK.
And guys, we do have none other than Wayne Brady right here.
Shut up!
All right.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
All right. Ain't nothing to it but to do it, as they say. So tell us about this incredible show that you got coming up over there at the Blue Note, right, in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
The 15th and 16th. It's a wait, did I get that right? The 15th
yes,
and 16th.
Sir.
Let me make sure. Okay.
Yes.
It's a mixture of my loves, you know, and of all the different audiences. And I'm really lucky that I have a cross section all across the country of people that of all races, all ages, all demographics, and each demo knows me from something else. So it's great to be able to bring all those people together in one space, you know, to be able to do some R&B from my, one of my first records for those people that know me as a Grammy-nominated singer and Broadway star. There's improvisational comedy for the people that watch Who's Line and for people that like Let's Make a Deal. And then it's also stories that turn into songs, that turn into audience participation. It's also a very audience driven show, because I believe if you're going to do a live show, be in there with the people, make it a real experience that everyone can go home saying, "Ooh, I felt something," versus, "Oh, I've just seen the same thing that I can watch on TV."
Right. Right.
That's amazing. You are a cross section of entertainment, sir.
Well, I try to be. That's how it. See, like folks say that, like it's a unique thing. That's how it used to be. That's how
right.
People that they said that if they want to go into the performing arts, you need to train. You need to be able to sing, dance, act. You should be able to write and direct and do all these things. It's just turned into a thing where now people get awarded for singing through auto-tune or being able to do sketch comedy online, which is why I love doing things live, because you can't fake the funk live. You have to bring it.
Who were your idols growing up?
A lot of people. I think I looked up to folks on the acting end. I looked up to the cats like Sidney Poitier back in the day, you know, one of the cats who broke a lot of color lines for black actors being on TV and stage. Comedically, of course, I loved Richard Pryor growing up. I and He Who Shall Not Be Mentioned or Named, I used to love his comedy specials got all of his records, you know, up until I found out that, you know, he was doing folks dirty years ago, God bless him. I also grew up watching
the Pudding Pop Man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like the Pudding Pop.
We're going to have a Pudding Pop.
No, we're going to have a problem. And I think what influenced me and my comedy was because I loved stand-up, but I didn't become a stand-up. I loved sketch comedy. So I watched early SNL. I watched Second City TV. I used to watch a lot of British comedy. And then you mix in, you know, the regular homegrown, all American black funny comedy. And I used to read a lot. So I think I would take all that stuff and pour it into myself. And that's why I got into improvisation, because with improv, you can build a whole world on stage. So I just didn't want to be limited to doing one thing.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm just, every time I hear someone like you describe all the things that they master, I'm just so glad that you don't draw cartoons, because then I would be out of a job.
Well, I actually went into that. That was my first love.
Oh, no. Put it down. Yeah. Put it down.
but I'm not good anymore. I'm not good. I can doodle. But I always wanted to write and draw for Marvel Comics. I never got a chance to draw because I kind of gave that up. But I have written a Spider-Man issue for them years ago, and I might be doing something else later. So it's okay. Dreams are good to have, and I'll let you do all the drawing. It's all yours.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're talking with Wayne Brady once again at the Blue Note in Los Angeles, coming up on the 15th and 16th. He's got two shows on the 15th, a 7:30 and a 9 o'clock show, as well as the next day, which is the 16th, and he's got two shows. So, Wayne, so are you back to doing stand-up? I know that, you know, you were doing Let's Make a Deal. So are you putting some things on hold to just get back out to the community and, you know, do stand-up and stuff like
that?
Well,
when I tour, I don't do stand-up, really. I do my improvisational show. So years ago when I was touring all the time, that's what I'd tour with. I would tour with a band and with my buddy Jonathan Mangum from Let's Make a Deal and Who's Line. And I would do an improv show. In the improv show, there would be music. And there'd be some stand-up, but it's more so stand-up on the fly. It's improvisational stand-up and some written stuff. But improv is where my heart lays. And stand-up is a hard art to master unto its own self. But I also believe that improvisation, to be able to pull an hour and a half show out of your butt nightly without knowing what's coming,
ouch,
that's its own skill set. So
Jeff does that all the time.
So I love doing that.
That's amazing. You know what I loved your, because it was outside you, that you did the skit on Chappelle's show.
Gangsta.
Right. And I used to tour with Paul. I used to open with Paul. You know, as
Paul Mooney.
Yeah, Paul was like, oh, you know, homie, you know how it goes.
Yeah, man, God bless him.
Yes, it is. How did that skit come about? I just loved it.
Oh, it came about because of Paul. Paul made the Negro Damas joke.
Right.
And Dave called me up and said, you know, that wasn't me. That was Mooney. And then we wrote this sketch. It was me, him, and Neil Brennan, his partner.
Right.
And it was a great moment in history. You know, what a fun sketch. And what the great thing about that sketch, which I think really great sketch does, like on a lot of Dave's stuff and even Key and Peele,
yeah,
it just can't be stupid for stupid's sake. Fart joke or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Those have their places. You can write something that can look and sound real, then the funnier it is because it's absurd. So the fact that we were making fun of the stuff that Paul thought and some people thought at the time, making fun of that, but doing it in that really straight-faced way, it not only was a funny sketch, but it let me really act and do the things that I do. So I'm always looking for things that I love flipping expectations. That's a part of what we are supposed to do, no matter what art you do.
Yeah, it was raw and it was brilliant and
it's
I
iconic.
Yeah,
yes. We still talk about it today because it's so funny, man. That's so funny. If everybody calls in right now, you get to see this live on stage.
That's right,
I'm
Wayne Brady
live off
right.
The top.
That's right.
Because I'm going to have my keyboardist with me. So it's also, well, not just the keyboardist, the band. So I'll be doing some songs, taking requests from the audience, but also being able to create these songs right on the spot, which people, after all these years, still say, there's no way that you do those songs live. Well, that's why I do it live. I let the audience come up with song titles and the styles, and we create these songs right on the spot.
We're talking with That's Wayne amazing. Brady, and call the number 818-985-5735. That'll go to the phone room, and you can get your tickets to go see Wayne Brady happening August 15th or the 16th. He's got two shows. Take your pick from 7:30 or the 9 o'clock show. On either dates, just let him know. Call the phone room. Once again, Wayne Brady will be at the Blue Note in Los Angeles, right there on Sunset Boulevard, 818-985-5735.
Yeah, right next to the Cimarano Dome. Yes, sir, it is. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. So who are some of the singers that you were influenced by? Because I know you're talking about singers. Oh, was Barry White one of them, baby?
Not Mr. Barry. I can definitely appreciate him. But no, I grew up loving, you know, the thing about my household is my folks are from the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Okay.
So I grew up in my house with a mixture of oldies, like everything from Sam Cooke to Otis Redding.
Wow.
Motown, all early soul music to my grandmother. She loved Broadway stuff, which is why I think I grew up loving Broadway music too. And my grandfather loved salsa and merengue and soca. And then he would listen to country. So in that household, I listened to everything because, you know, I'm of an age where when you turn on the radio, you listen to everything.
Right.
Because the styles weren't completely broken up and codified. So you could listen to Lionel Richie, then listen to, to Cher, then to a country song, then to a rock song, then to Run DMC.
Yeah.
So I grew up loving music in total.
Now, are there going to be special guests at the show? Anybody that you can name or people would just show up?
No one that I can name as of yet because, you know, it's Hollywood. So folks will say, oh, I'll be there, man. And they don't show up. I'm not making any promises. So even if no one shows up, I'm going to be the best special guest.
Come on now.
But I will have some people poking in their heads to sing a couple songs.
Oh, okay. You got to show up. You got to call the phone room at 818-985-5735, option 2. That'll take you to the phone room and ask him about the Wayne Brady tickets. And we're talking about 7 o'clock on August 15th or 9:30 on August 15th or the next day, which is the 16th. And that's, once again, 7 and 9 o'clock. 818-985-5735. So there'll be plenty of fun and games right there. It'll be kind of like Let's Make a Deal, you think, maybe?
No, it's kind of like my show.
Come on now.
Let's Make a Deal. I'm like giving away cars.
Come on now.
The show.
Hey, people, you got to come see Wayne Brady, because I'm going to tell you, this guy is brilliant. He's great at what he does. And it's worth every penny. He's an icon. It's not something that you will see every day. I'm telling you right now. That's is a rarity. Hope,
because especially in today, trust me, it wasn't until just now that you told me that the ticket price was $80, because I did not know that. If you're asking people to come to see you perform, you need to give them a night that they go home, A, talking about, but B, they feel good. You feel like, oh, that was money well spent, because of the way that the world is right now, $80, that's dinner for your family.
Come on, man.
That's a shirt for your kid for school.
Yeah.
It's a night out with your girl to do something. So I completely appreciate every single person that comes out that way. And that's why I make sure that no show is the same. Each audience walks out of there knowing that show was their show.
That's amazing.
Come on.
That's what we need. Come more on. Of that yeah, in come entertainment. On,
too many people take advantage of audiences. You know, they just walk out and just do what they do, and then they go home and they collect a check. But that's not me.
No, of course not. It's Wayne Brady's iconic. Call in 818-985-5735, option 2, and support the Pocho Hour Power. Support artists like Wayne Brady.
And I got to come and support you guys. The next time that we do an interview, I want to come in studio so we can throw on some tracks and we can freestyle.
Ooh.
Draw something. I'll make up a song about your drawing. You know, we will do a whole thing.
Improv. Wayne
Brady that. Hour of Power. We'll change the name of the show.
Yeah. Well, check this out. We know later on down the line, we're not going to mention that show, but you have a show a couple of months away. We're going to invite you back in. So,
thank you. Yes. I'll come back in for those shows. Yeah.
Appreciate
fantastic.
All right.
No, so, I mean, I'd love to.
So, Wayne, do you have anything to say to Southern California? We got all of Southern California listening. And what could you say to your fans out here?
Southern California, please, and come down. If you want to laugh, if you want to enjoy yourself on a weekend, yeah. If you want to hear some beautiful music, I'm calling all my folks in SoCal. I'm saying Burbank, Glendale, everybody in the Valley, Sherman Oaks, all the way up to Malibu. Dude. I need folks in the Inland Empire.
Come on now.
I need folks in WeHo. I need folks in Gardenia. I need everybody, bring your behind out and come and laugh.
That's right.
Yeah, bring your mama.
Bring your mama, because it's a show that your mama liked. Now I cuss a little bit. So if your mama blushed, then don't sit up front.
Because Wayne will mess with her. Yeah.
Yes, I will, but with love.
Yeah, of course. Oh, it's going to be a great time. Can't wait. Everybody, if you love Wayne Brady, if you love, you know, the years that he's been giving us great comedy and improv, now's the time to see him live in person at the Blue Note in Los Angeles. And this is August 15th and 16th with two shows, 818-985-5735. Well, Wayne Brady, it's been great talking with you. Can't wait to have you back again. And we'll be checking you out at the show on the 15th and the 16th. I think some of us want to go twice.
Homie, go see Wayne Brady because he's brilliant.
Thank you, Paul Mooney. Yeah.
Thank you, Wayne Brady, so much.
He's absolutely wonderful. He's absolutely wonderful, darling. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Paul Mooney said to me, because I hosted a show, I did a show with Paul years ago, this thing after the sketch. And he's like, Wayne Brady, you mad at me? I said, no, Paul, because you actually gave me the idea for a great, great sketch. I said, but at the time, you know, now it was heated. He goes, shut up, Negro. I made you famous. I said, you didn't make me famous, but thank you, Paul Mooney. I love you. Yeah, man. Paul, what was it great? Paul
yes, was yes great. He was. That's right. Man. Loved him. Thank you, Wayne. Yeah, thank you a lot, buddy.
Thank you, Wayne, so much.
All right, y'all.
All right, we'll see you at the show.
Yeah, see you at the show. Call in 818-955-5735. See that live on stage with some music and maybe some impersonations.
I love everybody has a Paul Mooney impression. It is hilarious.
Yeah, that's right. For $80 donation to the station, we'll get you two tickets. That's right, two tickets, not one.
Well, you get two tickets?
Two tickets.
For $80?
For $80. That's
what?
It. Yeah, 818-985-5735. And at the same time, you help out KPFK.
Yep.
And this is actually the last day of the fun drive. We only have 2 hours left in this drive.
Oh, man, we need to go out strong. Because
we need to go out.
We had a
thousands.
Good week last week, but we need to go gangbusters right now, the last 13 minutes of this show.
Big bucks, no whammies. Come on, let's go.
Well, not only do we have the Wayne Brady tickets for any night you want to go, so call the phone room, 818-985-5735, option 2. Let them know if you want to go on the 15th at 7. Maybe you can't make it at 7, you can make it at 9. Let them know 9. Or maybe you can't make it on the 15th but can make it on the 16th. Then let them know, hey, I can make the late show, or just let them know what show you want to go to, and they'll help you out. Call now at 818-985-5735.
That's right. And if Wayne Brady, if you're crazy and Wayne Brady is not your cup of tea, we've got some other shows like Carlos Santana.
Ooh,
Carlos Santana for $150. It's an intimate evening with Carlos Santana.
What?
Yeah. At the House of Blues in Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you get to go to Vegas. A good excuse to go to Vegas.
That's right. November 15th. So 818-985-5735. That's a great show right there. $150 gets you two tickets to an intimate evening with Carlos Santana. Or $100 pledge gets you a pair of tickets to Los Tucanes de Tijuana. See, we got all the flavors here.
Oh, yes.
We ain't playing.
Wayne Brady, Carlos Santana, Los Tucanes de Tijuana is going to be at the Pacific Amphitheater on Sunday, August 23rd at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. $100. Andale, mis compas.
No, there's $75, actually.
What? There's $75?
$75.
Whoa, thank God the peso got devalued. That's why Los Tucanes de Tijuana, $75 for a pair of tickets for that. Also, the very important.
Yes.
For only $200, you can go to the Burbank Comedy Fest VIP style.
And
you get a VIP pass to the Burbank Comedy Fest running the 15th through the 22nd. That's right. It gives you entry to all the festival shows, classes, panels, workshops. You can be, and after parties.
That's right.
You can become Wayne Brady if you get this.
Come on. That's and you're going to see Margaret Cho, Jay Leno, and more.
Holy moly. You can get a Flapper's gift card, good for food and beverage. That's included. Two of those are available. Only $200. Call in 818-95-5735. 818-95-KPFK. Call in. That's the Flappers in Burbank on Magnolia. What else do we got, Jeff?
And the gift card is worth $150. You get a $150 gift card at Flappers for food and tickets and classes. That's included.
That's at least one or two drinks.
Come on, man.
That's a value. And then I'm telling you, we got all the flavors. We got the Greek Theater, Soldies from Oldies.
What?
Ooh. We got $80 for one Wayne Brady pair of tickets. Go to see the Soldies from Oldies show featuring Joey Quiñones from The Sincere's, Trish Toledo, Meyer Hawthorne, Kelly Finnegan from the Monophonics, and more. Hosted by Anthony Biscotti. Boy, I'm getting hungry reading this thing. That's also Saturday, August 15th at 6 p.m. at the Greek. Doors open at 5. The Greek is on Vermont. Only 5 pairs are available, so call in. Soldies from Oldies. That's going to be a down-ass show, fool.
BSA connection there. Come on.
In the background, we hear The Sincere's Joey Quiñones. He's the headliner of Soldies from Oldies. Once again, over there at the Greek Theater, along with Trish Toledo, Meyer Hawthorne. He's in that group Tuxedo.
He's the mayor of Hawthorne?
Yes, I asked him that. He said, yeah, sure.
Hawthorne has a mayor?
Yeah, Kelly Finnegan. So once again, this is at the Greek Theater. It's going to be an incredible show with all kinds of great artists. And when we talk about Soldies, we're talking about these younger artists in their 30s who love the oldies. And you get oldies and soul, and you get Soldies.
That's right.
This is for an $80 donation. That's it for two tickets. And we will send them tickets to your phone. So you got to give up your email address, and you get the tickets on your phone. You go right up to the entrance, and you're in.
All those 30-year-old singers were conceived to the sound of oldies.
In the back seat.
Now they make soul.
In the back seat.
Damn. Of a 68 Chevy.
That's right. 818-95-5735. Call in. I guess we could still say Los Tucanes de Tijuana. All the other shows are sold out. That I mentioned previously, not Wayne Brady, not Los Tucanes,
Santana,
not Burbank Comedy.
Is out.
Yeah, we're sold out of those. They're gone. But you can call in and get, for $100, Pacific Amphitheater, Los Tucanes de Tijuana. You can see all the primos there that's Sunday, August 23rd at Pacific Amphitheater. $100 pledge support. The Pocho Hour Power and KPFK. There's my primos, Los Tucanes, right
there
now.
There it is. What?
They're actually playing down the hall, I think. Yeah.
Come on.
What did Miguel? You know, Glendale's like that.
Miguel Molina said, eso.
Eso.
Orale. Yeah.
Or $200 gets you the Burbank Comedy Fest VIP pass. That sounds great, man. You can go take a class. You can watch experts just do their thing, watch a ton of comedians, and then use your $150 value card that's thrown in to eat and drink.
If you're thinking about doing stand-up,
yeah,
this is the investment right here.
Right.
Because you get classes, you get panels, you get workshops, and you get to see the brilliance of like a Jay Leno, who I saw 2 days ago. He pulled in on a motorcycle.
No way.
Yes, he did.
Leather coat.
When he pulled out, I was scared for him. I said, Jay, you want...
He said, yeah, Jeff, I'm on this.
And Jay has a great Paul Mooney story.
Oh, no way.
I said, Jay, why are you mad at Paul? He goes, because one time, Paul...
Paul's car wouldn't start, so he said, Jay, can I borrow your cables? I said, sure, but Paul, they're brand new. Give them back. He said, okay. Next day, I go, Paul, where's my cables? He said, I threw them away. They didn't work. I said, Paul, they were brand new.
See, Barrier folks do that. Berkeley folks do that.
He was still he was still mad. It was hilarious. He was still pissed.
Yeah. Hey, well, big shout out to Lisa in Santa Monica. She pledged in honor of Patricia. So,
all right.
Come on, Lisa.
Patricia Guadalupe. Thank you so much.
Where's my Lisa? Santa Monica peeps? Come on now.
Yeah. That's right.
So we only have like maybe three more minutes.
Oh,
but
no.
We really need you to get to the phone for the Pocho Hour Power. If you enjoy this program for this hour,
yes.
This show is unique. There's no other show on KPFK quite
yes.
like this
they
one.
They won't allow anymore.
Right. This is it. So if you appreciate this on your drive, your commute home, and you just heard Wayne Brady, hey, call and pledge at any amount. We'd like to have somebody pledge $500 for the program because, Lala, we are $500 short of our goal.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and we need five of you folks out there in Southern California land to pledge your support at $100 level.
That's right.
And get yourself these tickets. Go see Wayne Brady right here in Hollywood.
How crazy is it that Wayne Brady agreed to be on the Pocho Hour Power? That's the kind of guest that
they
we
tricked
have.
Him.
We yeah they tricked him.
Bamboozled again.
Said it was another show, like the that's Jennifer Hudson show. Or something.
That's what he said when he logged off. I got bamboozled again.
All right, but you won't get bamboozled
no.
at this show. So once again, Wayne Brady, you got to get those tickets August 15th or August 16th. Check out one of the two shows, 7:30 or 9 o'clock. 818-985-5735. Or get the oldies, soldies from oldies. Go get those tickets. Two tickets, and we will email you those tickets, and you're in.
That's
but
right.
You support the Pocho Hour Power and KPFK, especially during this time when we're actually finishing up our fund drive, and we actually have moved it back like months. So we're
wow.
not going to be fundraising for a while, but it's because of you. But we need those generous donations coming
Woo!
In right
now. We love
now.
Our people. We love
so
our people.
We got somebody on the phone, Lalo, so we're hoping that's out. Pledge for $500 or at least one of those folks that pledge at the $100 level.
We got room. Call in 818-95-5735. Get the membership. Gary, how much is the membership? I should know
for
this.
For $25.
$25!
I told you a Jackson and a five.
A couple dead presidents.
That's right. Right. So 818-95-5735. Support at any price. Be like Anonymous from Oxnard, who was chilling and smoking one on the beach. We pledged $15, and
all
that's
right.
love for Pochismo, for the Pocho Hour Power. And
yeah.
you know what? All you people that are not donating,
yes.
you're cruising on this guy's $15 donation, man. Come on.
That was
step
his weed
up.
Money.
That
too.
Was his.
Hey, yeah. Don't vape for 2 days. Just give us the money.
That's right. Don't vape. Don't have that Starbucks and send it to us.
Well, Bucks. You know, Tally from South Park, he says, let's do both. I could pledge and smoke. So Ruby from El Monte, thank you for pledging. She's going to see Wayne Brady. How about you? How about you going to your phone now and pledging your support for the Pocho Hour Power and getting us on the board here because
That's
we
right.
are below. And we only got 1 minute left.
Oh,
come
no.
on, folks. Get to the phone, 818-985-5735.
As you dial 818-95-5735 for the Wayne Brady tickets or the Tucanes de Tijuana or the Burbank Comedy Fest, think of the people that work here for you, for the Pocho Hour Power, like Oz doing our boards. Thank you, Oz.
Yes.
Gary Baca, the 5G.
Yes.
Doing everything right now and pushing this pledge along. And also I want to thank... Wayne Brady
yes.
for being on the show.
All right, Wayne.
Of course, and Patricia Guadalupe.
Yes.
So come on, folks. Support this great lineup, these great folks. We do this out of the, I don't know, sheer craziness
yes.
and love for our community.
Yeah, love
so,
for the people.
That's right. So call in 818-95-5735. We'll see you next week on the Pocho Hour Power. But call in, option two.
Oh, here's the
yeah.
Speedy Gonzalez sports report.
For KPFK, this is Charlie Gonzalez. The Dodgers are on a six-game losing streak and currently hold the third-best record in the National League. Tonight, they begin a road series against the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are 8.5 games back in the division. Bobby Miller and Tyler Glasnow have been sent on rehab assignments in the minor leagues. The Sparks traded Kelsey Plum to the Phoenix Mercury earlier this week. On Sunday, LA hosts the Golden State Valkyries at 4 on ESPN. UCLA football fall camp has begun, with the team under first-year head coach Bob Chesney being showcased tonight at 8 on Big Ten Network. This has been Charlie Gonzalez with your KPFK